Евангелие Иоанна, 12 глава, 4 по 6 стихи. Тогда один из учеников его, Иуда,
The book of John 12:4-6.
Который хотел предать его, сказал:
But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. The reason why one of the chosen apostles of Christ, Apostle Arkady writes, was transformed into a traitor is that he, without Jesus' approval, used the money that was given to Jesus. And he, being the high priest of the temple of the Lord, by right, the money belonged to Jesus. And such illegal usage of the money given to Jesus for his use as the high priest is, according to Scripture, stealing from the treasury of God. Due to this, as soon as a person becomes a thief, using what was entrusted to him, but belonging to God, he simultaneously becomes a traitor against God. Thieves, as we know, do not inherit the kingdom of God and are not able to. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10. Do not be deceived. Thieves will not inherit the kingdom of God. The fall or betrayal of the illuminating cherub began with him stealing from God. And instead of gathering or bringing into the treasury of God that what was within his possession but did not belong to him, he began to put this in his own treasury, that is, to steal. Ezekiel 28:4-7. With your wisdom and your understanding, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your riches, and your heart is lifted up because of your riches. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as the heart of God. Behold, therefore, I will bring strangers against you, the most terrible of the nations, to escape or avoid thievery, and furthermore, betrayal. It is necessary that the tithes and offerings that are within our possession but belong to God not be with us, but be in heaven. Matthew 6:19-21. Not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If the treasury of Judas was not with him, but in heaven, the devil, as a professional thief, would not have had the opportunity to get to him. In other words, to not turn into a thief and a traitor, it is necessary to rule over the money or to possess them and not depend upon them. To rule over them and not depend upon them, so that they stop being what we consider our treasure. According to Scripture, this can only happen when we timely place our tithes and offerings into the heavenly treasury, which on earth is each local church. Malachi 3:10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food within my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Right now, we will sing a psalm, and you probably will say, this word needs to be addressed to helpers of pastor and those dealing with the money. And so those who help the pastors and those that deal with money are at the highest, you could say, risk, because what is given to them doesn't belong to them. But as soon as they began to consider this their own treasure, and with their own wisdom trying to move this money for themselves or into their own possession, into their own account, this is, unfortunately, they try to find every means or any kind of opportunity. This is lawlessness, but as we can see, this is not the case here. This is a gathering of the children of God, and every one of us has what does not belong to us. And if we use what does not belong to us, we become thieves. And if we become thieves, then we will become traitors. It is necessary that an examination come from God. And an examination is that when this examination comes, the thieves begin to show themselves to be traitors, those who steal from God. And so we need to be ready for these things. Let us stand up and sing a psalm.
Я на веки твой, ты за меня, за меня, как умирал.
Dear friends, allow me to remind after Apostle Arkady, every time when the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings, either in the Tabernacle of Moses, Temple of Solomon, they were required, as a command from Moses, which he received from God, to stretch out his hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continue to do for thousands of years, where that same Israel were connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hands over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give in sorrow. And I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word. And I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.